اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, today in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to listen to an Iraqi reciter who recited in the Islamic Republic of Iran, Sheikh Maitham al-Tammar. He recited Surah An-Nahl, verses 124 to 128, in the presence of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Dear audience, let's listen to it preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. The Sabbath was only prescribed for those who differed concerning it, and verily your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that wherein they used to differ. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better. Truly your Lord knows best who has gone astray from his path, and he is the best aware of those who are guided. And if you punish your enemy, then punish them with the like of that with which you were afflicted. But if you endure patiently, verily it is better for the patient. And endure patiently, O Muhammad, your patience is only from Allah. And grieve not over them, and be not distressed because of what they plot. Truly Allah is with those who fear Him, and those who are good doers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. ادْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بال التي هي أحسن وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين
Dear audience, you just listened to the Iraqi reciter Sheikh Maitham al-Tammar reciting verses 124 to 128 of Surah An-Nahl. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Maitham al-Tammar, he recited verses 124 to 128 of Surah An-Nahl. And he has a very good voice and a very good tone and melody. And especially in the first verse that he recited in Maqam Hijaz, and then he changed it to Maqam Sika. Okay, now let's analyze this recitation in terms of Tajweed.
Good idea.
In verse
124.
In verse 124, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ. We have a scene with Shadda, and scene is a letter of Rakhawa.
It's a weak
so the timing is longer than the other groups of letters, which are plosives, the letters of Shadda, and also the letters of Tawassut.
Which are fricatives.
Yeah, the fricatives that are not too weak.
Lin Umar.
And of course, Mim and Nun, they're not fricatives. They're nasal stops.
Yes.
Only Ayn and, yeah, only Ayn is a fricative.
Lam
is not a fricative.
Lam
is something else.
Lam is
liquid. Yes. Lin, Nun is nasal stop. Ayn is letter of Tawassul, the fricative.
This is fricative.
Mim is a
nasal stop.
Again, a nasal stop. And Ra is a similar to a fricative. Ra. It's more like a trill. No, but you should not trill the Ra. Anyway, so we have a sabt. Innama ju'ila sabt. The scene is held for some time. Of course, not too much, so that it would be as long as two vowel counts. No, it should be less than that. The ba in the word sabt has the sukun. As a result, you have to apply qalqala. Innama ju'ila sabt 'ala alladhina Telefufi. The kha is sakin. It's also a letter of rakhawa, and the timing should be just like the scene. عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Hold the kha a little bit.
And the alif is not pronounced.
Exactly. The alif of wasl or the hamzat of wasl is not pronounced. عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا. The kha has tafkhim at the second lowest level because of the sukun.
Yes.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قِيَامَةِ. The qaf has a kasra. As a result, we have the lowest level of tafkhim.
And how to apply it?
قِيَامَةِ. You pronounce the qaf with a kasra by preserving the sound of kasra. If you say قيامة, قيامة doesn't sound like a kasra. Mm-hmm. E. We need the E sound. قيامة.
So we should drop the lips.
Well, sometimes that helps, but not necessarily. If you say قيامة, قيامة without dropping the lips, yeah, it's also possible.
But
spreading
it helps
the lips, you mean?
Yeah,
it helps. It could help. فيما كان, the same shape as you pronounce kasra, E.
Yeah.
Okay. فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. And the next verse, أدعو. We have a Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning of this word. And how do we know that it's pronounced with a Dhamma and not a Fatha or Kasra?
Because actually the first Mutaharrik letter has a Lamma.
Yes. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك. The Ra has Tafkhim because of the Fatha. It should be pronounced with velarization. ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. In the word الموعظة, we have مدلين, a waw ساكنة preceded by a ميم with a فتحة. أو we have
it's
the
diphthong,
أو
actually.
Sound. It's a diphthong. والموعظة الحسنة. The ظا in the word موعظة has تفخيم because it's a letter of استعلاء. And all letters of istila have to be pronounced with tafkhim.
Oh, with the thickness, actually. Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our daily short talks on the Quran. My request is everyone should think, what can I do so that I make my children and family more familiar with the Quran? There is always a way to improve. I don't think anyone can say, I have reached end of it. There is always a way to improve your family's familiarity and acquaintance with the Quran. Second, what can I do to help people in the community? Maybe my family are, alhamdulillah, very well learned about the Quran. They are themselves teachers of the Quran. But what can I do to improve the level of familiarity with the Quran in the community? Maybe I can help by volunteering my time, my knowledge, my skills, my money to improve the overall level of engagement with the Quran in our community. And thirdly, what can I do to share with humanity beautiful teachings of the Quran? May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include you among the people who are most appreciative of this great blessing of Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali. And that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
من نام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نومنا
بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.